T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Francisco has a new progressive district attorney after Chesa Boudin was declared the winner in a close race that had him pitted against interim DA Susie Loftus. Joining us in studio live this morning to talk more about this is KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, what are we to expect here?
More of the same.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't, the world's greatest shocker or big change in the battleship. Let's take a look back a little bit. Kamala Harris, was she touted herself as the progressive prosecutor? She wasn't necessarily that when she was in the DA's office.
She didn't start out in the public defender's office.
Exactly. But then we had George Gascon, who has been pushing for much of the same things as Mr. Boudin has. And before we had Kamala Harris, we had Terrence Hallinan, who was a defense attorney. Now, Stan is right. He did nobody started in the as out as a public defender and switched to a DA. That's a complete change in jerseys. But there's been an ongoing shift in San Francisco.
Okay, so in San Francisco, you don't ride into town and say, I want to be the top prosecutor by saying, I'm going to lock everybody up. That doesn't work. So what exactly, and you've talked to all the candidates,
Phil. I'm going to roll back a little bit on that. If you had, I would suspect that if you looked at Nancy Tung, who there were four people running, and she had very little money and very little name idea, and her calling card was, I'm a prosecutor who works in Alameda County, and I will be cracking down and doing more prosecutions for car break-ins and petty theft. She did very, very well in that race. So I could make an argument that there are other things at play in here, including London Breed's decision to appoint Susie Loftus in the final weeks of the campaign, which ticked off a lot of voters who thought that she was putting the thumb on the scale and they didn't want the DA being that close to the mayor. So there were a lot of things at play in here, Stan. But one of them is that okay, you're not necessarily, because everybody would jump and say that's regressive, that's that. You couldn't be the strictest law and order, but this is, by even San Francisco standards, a shift, but not in the country.
Okay, so you talked to all these candidates. Mm-hmm. What does Chesa Boudin, or these others who were saying essentially we're not going to be prosecuting lots of crimes, what do they intend to do about the car break-ins, the street urination, the... Go down the list of
things. Okay, let's go down the list of things. And this is San Francisco to a T, is that the voters say, I am tired of people being drunk on the streets and openly shooting up drugs.
As well as breaking into cars and garages.
We're going to go to the next one. Okay, first, so there's that one. They say, well, that's a health issue. We've designated that as a health issue, Stan. You don't call a cop when somebody's on the streets. You call the fire department or an ambulance or an outreach team to come to talk to them.
Okay.
The second one is, okay, now you're talking about petty crimes, those things there. You go into diversion programs. You go into turn your life around programs outside of jail. We're not going to put you in jail for that. And there's been a trend towards that in the past. You had to have repeat offenses. On the car break-ins, they're saying, and this is what they were saying, was that if you're part of an organized gang, then we'll do it. But if you're on your own and freelancing, well, we'll put you in programs as well. We've been doing that for a while. What Chesa Boudin did was they said it loudly, he said it clearly, and he also made one key difference I want to point out. When I asked him about what would he do with car break-ins, he said, well, you know, I'll do these diversions and stuff and go after the gangs. But I'll tell you what, how about we replace your window for free?
That's right. He did say that. And use the people.
And to me, that's progress.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.